But it's a cock.
And if your hair was messed up, you could use a comb or a
brush. Huh?
And if you were going to use that, you'd say you were going to
comb my hair
or
brush my hair.
And something you may have seen one of these before. If someone was going to chop a log, sometimes it
meant to do what, darling?
To chop a log.
Chop a log, yes.
To make an X-shaped frame?
Yes, I've seen one of those things, but I don't know what you call them.
What about the thing that carpenters use to make an A-frame?
A saw? I know they have wood saws. It has large teeth,
uh-huh.
And they put that wood across there and saw it. Sometimes it's two men sawing them.
Mm-hmm. What about?
I don't know anything about that kind of junk.
Did you ever see anything? It would be shaped like this, and people would use it to set a board on. They'd use two of these.
Mm-hmm.
It's wood, you know, mm-hmm. up across mm-hmm. here, and then two wooden legs like that.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh, sure. I've had many of them stolen from me
uh-huh.
down on Sam Rankin Street. Horses. We call them a horse.
Uh-huh. And say there was a log across the road, you could say.
A log.
Uh-huh. You say, tied a chain around it and we what it out of the way.
Pull it out the way.
Or using another word.
Drag it out the way.
Okay. And so you say, we tied the chain around it and then we
drag it out the way.
Uh-huh. And you say, yesterday we what that log out of the road.
We drug the log out the road.
Uh-huh. And you say, somebody has already what that log out of the road.
Somebody has already drugged the log out of the road.
And a musical instrument that people blow on like this.
My mother could play harmonica.
Uh-huh. Any other name for that?
A harp.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What about the one like this?
My mother could beat one to play one of those things. A jupark.
Uh-huh.
Jupark, yes. Mama could play those things. Mm-hmm.
And
now what's next?
If you have a wagon and two horses, do you ever see a wagon around here?
Yes, I've seen a wagon on. That horses pull,
uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, there's a wooden piece that comes out between the horses.
If they call it a tongue, don't
uh-huh.
they? Mm-hmm.
What about when you have a buggy?
Oh, I don't know anything about buggies. I never had one. Now, what about the buggy?
Well, there's two wooden things that you back the horse between.
Oh, yes. I don't know, honey, what you'd call those things. No,
did you ever hear of shafts or thills?
Yeah, I've heard of them, but I don't know a thing about them. I wouldn't even know the name of them.
Uh-huh.
Shaft. Now, that's somebody making a buggy. We'll have to answer that.
Did you ever hear of them? If you have a horse hitched to a wagon, there's a bar of wood that the trace is fastened onto.
This one?
There's a bar of wood that the trace is fastened onto.
Uh-huh. I've seen that. And what's the name of it? Oh, darling, I don't know.
Did you ever hear of single tree or whiffle tree?
No. No, ma'am.
What about double tree?
No, I don't know anything about that kind of stuff. You don't find that stuff over a cook kitchen, over a stove, would you? No, you don't find that.
No, you would.
In the pantries, the ice boxes and things like that. Mm.
The wheels, the thing that holds one wheel to the other is you have it on a car too. The thing that,
mm-hmm.
comes like this.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what they call it because, honey, I never had a wagon.
Did you ever hear of the X or the axle?
Well, now, since you mentioned it, I do. I've heard of it, but I didn't know that's what they call them.
What have you heard it called?
I've never heard it called.